For all the superstar athletes at the Rio Olympics, the ones with cushy endorsement deals, there are many more who never find the limelight, who will never come close to getting a medal. They compete for the sheer honor of it, for national pride, and for reasons all their own. NPR's Melissa Block brings us this story of one athlete who came up from nothing and who competes in hurdles.
Je m'appelle Darwesh Maolida.
I happened to find Darwesh Maolida at the Olympic Athletes Village. He was wearing a green and white tracksuit with Comoros in red letters across the back. And we got to talking in English and French.
Each athlete has his own story, so this is my story. Voilà.
Turns out he's one of just four athletes competing here in Rio from the Comoros Islands, a tiny archipelago off the southeast of Africa in the Indian Ocean.
So we need to show to the world that we exist also.
Darwesh is 25. He competes Monday in the 400-meter hurdles. And to understand what's so remarkable about that, listen to what he told me about his homeland.
The problem that we have is that just we don't have track.
You don't have a track?
No.
There's not a single track?
No track.
So how in the world do you become an Olympic hurdler if your country doesn't even have a track to practice on? To answer that, let's go back to his childhood in the Comoros, when he would go outside, go to the beach, and run and run.
En tant que Comorien, le plus facile c'est de courir les longues distances parce qu'on n'a pas besoin de matériel.
As a Comorian, he says the easiest thing is to run long distance because you don't need equipment. You can just run. And maybe running was a way to escape.
Alors, mon enfance, c'est une partie de ma vie que j'essaie d'oublier, en fait.
My childhood, he says, with a faraway look, that's a part of my life that I try to forget. But bit by bit, his story comes out. Darwesh tells me he doesn't know anything about his father.
No. He was never there when I needed him. So, for me, it's really sad, but it doesn't matter.
His mother had eight children, two of whom died young. She was struggling to raise the rest. Darwesh was the oldest, and he left his home when he was just 8 years old. You just learn how to manage on your own, he explains. His main goal each day was to find something to eat and a place to sleep.
Chez nous, y a pas besoin de maison pour dormir, donc on dormait un peu partout.
Where I come from, he says, you really don't need a house to sleep in, so we slept everywhere. His running got him noticed. He won cross-country races in school, and when he was 15, a gym teacher offered him the chance to go live in the south of France. He took that chance. A French family took him in.
Tout était différent.
Everything was different. He no longer had to scrounge for food. In school, he started running track. And this young man, who had overcome so many obstacles, found he excelled at hurdles. He pushed himself through high school and college.
Pour m'assurer un avenir et...
To assure my future, he says, and so my children don't have the same life that I had. Still, life as an immigrant in France was hard. He found jobs as a delivery man and a garbage collector. Sometimes he'd work till 4 a.m. and have to be at school just a few hours later. Now he's earned his master's in computer science, and he's won a spot in the Olympics.
That's why I'm really, really happy to be here, because every time I think about what I have done before to come here, I can say, pour moi, d'être déjà ici, même si je fais pas partie.
For me, he says, even though I'm not one of those in the hunt for a medal, knowing everything I've gone through just to be here is already a victory.
Être ici, c'est déjà une victoire.
Melissa Block, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.